At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Dr. Paul White is a psychologist, he is a speaker, he is a leadership expert. His newest book is The Five Languages of Appreciation in the Workplace. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Thank you, George. Glad to be with you.
Excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, more about your work, and what motivated you to put pen to paper and write the book.
Yeah, so I'm a psychologist. I grew up outside of Kansas City, went to school in Chicago, Phoenix, Atlanta, moved back to Kansas to be close to family, and I've done a variety of things, tested students that have learning difficulties, ADHD and dyslexia, mid-career consulted with successful family-owned businesses dealing with the family issues intertwined with owning and running a business, which led to the opportunity to write this. I was working with a business leader in North Carolina and asked him how the plan was going. And he said, it's going to work. My son's stepping up. I think it'll be fine. I walk across the hall and talk to his son, ask him the same question. He says, this is a disaster. It's never going to work. I can't ever please my dad. And my wife and I were reading The Five Love Languages by Dr. Gary Chapman. It sold 25 million copies. And I thought, I wonder if this could be helpful in workplaces. So I pursued Dr. Chapman, took me a year to get through to him, and then pitched the idea. And we wrote the book back in 2011, but it's been revised a few times, sold 650,000 copies in 25 languages and impacted a lot of workplaces. So thankful for that.
Yeah, what a cool experience.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a fun ride with Dr. Chapman. He's an older gentleman and older than me. I'm sort of old. And he's the real deal. I mean, it's been a real joy to work with him and with integrity and he lives it out. So, and we sort of translated what the love languages look like in personal relationships to what we thought was the parallel concept of appreciation in the workplace. And so the languages are the same in name, but they look different in the context of work.
And the idea being that if we're able to communicate with how people are most comfortable.
Yeah, well, and how people prefer to be shown appreciation. In our culture, when we hear the word appreciation, most people think of words, which is one of the languages, but we've actually found through 450,000 people have taken our assessment that words is less than 50% of the workforce choose words as their primary way. So if you only use words, compliments, thanks, and all that, you're missing them. And so that people experience not only different languages, but within the language, there's different actions that are meaningful. People from older generations, quality time, usually meant time with your manager or supervisor, got their personal attention and focus. For younger employees, that's not the case. They prefer time with their colleagues, hanging out with their peers. And so, I tell managers, just because you have a team member that has quality time as their language doesn't mean they want time with you. You may be wonderful, you may be great, but that's not what they're looking for.
So if you don't mind, quality time, words, so yeah. Verbal appreciation.
Yeah, words of affirmation. And really the key about that is to be specific. We've done a bunch of research and did a poll and asked people what they don't like to hear. And one of the main things they don't like to hear is good job, because it's too vague, not specific, you can say it to anybody. So we teach a model of teaching people to use the person's name. We like to hear our name. And then specifically what they've done or a characteristic about them, maybe they're dependable or they're cheerful, that you like, and how it impacts you or your company or your clients. And so the more specific you are, the more likely it's going to be viewed as authentic and genuine versus just going through the motions.
And when you say that, it sounds so obvious. Why is it so hard for us to do that?
Well, we get no. Well, first, nobody's perfect, right? So we don't always get it right, and we get real task oriented and we sort of assume that they know that they're doing it right. But that's not the case. I mean, it's rare that people don't want to be verbally appreciated. Now, the third language, acts of service, they're the people that sort of live by the mantra of don't tell me care or support me, show me. So if you praise them a whole bunch, it probably may not mean a lot to them. But we found that acts of service really falls mainly in two categories. One is if you're in a service industry and you got a whole bunch of people show up all at once, like maybe a receptionist at the dentist or whatever, somebody dives in and helps you out or answers the phone and so forth. And then also time deadlines, kinds of tasks where you're working hard to try to get a project done. And what's something that somebody can do to help you out, whether it's delegate part of it or answer the phone and email so you can keep focused on it. That's really meaningful to the people that have that language. Fourth language is tangible gifts, and it's not bonuses, raises, whatever, not compensation. That's sort of between the employer and the employee. It's really just small things that are showing that you are getting to know your colleague and what they like. One of the key difference, most companies have some kind of employee recognition program. And we really say that recognition and authentic appreciation are different. Recognition, it's pretty organizational, comes down from the C-suite or the management, maybe through HR, according to the org chart, whereas appreciation is really person to person and can flow from one person to another. It's not top down, can go up, can go sideways. And that recognition is also largely about performance, that about the top 10 or 15% of any group continues to be recognized over and over. And then you got your big middle group, 50 to 60% people are working hard doing something and they don't hear anything often. Which is a problem because research has shown that almost 80% of people who leave a job voluntarily cite a lack of appreciation for leaving. They don't leave for money. Most managers and business leaders think people leave for money. They may get more money, but that's not the reason that they left. It takes more of an emotional driver to make it happen.
And what is the fifth one?
The fifth one is the one that Americans react to, and that is physical touch. And rightfully so. I mean, there's boundaries about it, but in the workplace, it's largely a high five when you get something done. It's spontaneous celebration, fist bump when you accomplish a goal, maybe a congratulatory handshake. Our work is in 25 different languages. We're used in, all, I don't know, 60 countries, and a lot of our Latin friends, Southern European, their culture is more physical, and so they, touch each other, clap each other on the back, or maybe even greet each other with a kiss. And so it feels very cold and impersonal to them if you never have any kind of physical touch. But in the US, it's
Different.
generally acceptable, it's appropriate. However, the recipient's always the one who determines what's appropriate. I was in Moldova a year ago, and one of the people said, "Oh, I just want to give you a hug." And I thought, I just really want you to not want to give me up, but it would have been rude to not accept it. So anyway, goes that way.
Yeah, well, that's certainly an interesting thing. And that you wrote this in 2011. It was a different world back then,
Yeah,
not just from
absolutely.
norms, but just technology and automation.
Remote work, and so we've written different. So our assessment, the Motivating by Appreciation Inventory, identifies people's primary language and appreciation, their secondary, the one that they don't like, and don't, but may have team members that have that language. So you got to be more intentional. And then we found that it's not just the language, but it's the specific actions, because there are some people. We found that 40% of the workforce don't like to be recognized or appreciated in front of a large group. And so they just, it's really a negative for them. And so they'd prefer a private note or a comment personally. It's, you've got to sort of understand the context of your workplace.
In a perfect world, each one of the employees, individual contributors, would have a deep understanding of this, and their manager and everybody else would all know, and we'd all be on the same page, but we don't live right. in a perfect world. How do you think about that?
Yeah, you know,
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
First of all, if in our culture, at least, asking somebody how they want to be appreciated is sort of a weird conversation. And most people are gonna say, I don't know, tell me thanks. So you don't get much. And in the love languages, personally, you can sort of observe what they respond to. But in the workplace, you don't have that many data points to observe. So really, we found that the assessment is the way to go, because it gives you the language, the specific actions, context. And then we can create a group profile assessment for a team. And we have a training process at half day that people can go through and actually sort of train the trainer, so anybody from the organization can do that. And that's really sort of the key. It's the specifics about how they want to be shown appreciation, versus most of us start out in the way that we like, but that doesn't always hit the mark.
No. No, of course not. So I think that makes a lot of sense. And what kind of payoff have you seen when an organization has this understanding? The yeah. upside is.
Yeah, well, we've got over 50 research citations on the impact of the organization. I mean, yes, we want to have a positive personal impact on people to feel good. But really, we can show that when people feel valued and appreciated, a lot of good things happen. Turnover goes down. Tardiness goes down. People follow rules and procedures more. Customer service ratings go up. Profitability goes up, because turnover is really the single largest non-productive cost to an organization. And there's less territorialism. If you feel valued, you don't have to claim credit for everything. You're willing to share that with your team members. If you don't feel valued, you're gonna latch on to it. So a lot of positive things. I mean, I know in sort of the physical workplace, there's less on-the-job accidents reported, less lawsuits around employee law and all that kind of thing. So lots of good things happen. And we've been written about in the New York Times, our work with a mining company, which you wouldn't think about being a real hotbed for appreciation, but we make it practical, and we've got different versions, including for remote employees, because how do you spend time with somebody that's working across state or country? And so it's been fun. It's been a challenge to figure out medical settings, government settings, schools, colleges, regular businesses, manufacturing, all that.
Where human beings are working. Well, it's interesting. It's not surprising that when you're helping people to be more seen, to feel genuinely heard, that they're going to show up better versus they just feel like this company doesn't care about me at all. I'm just sort of going through the motions. You're totally flipping that.
But there are challenges. I mean, there are some people that are more difficult to appreciate than others. I mean, they're sort of prickly or, negative. And we in our training, we go through that. And one thing is, don't try to fake it. I mean, if you try to fake it, it usually doesn't land well and it undermines trust. And we say, if you don't you're having a hard time appreciating somebody, just wait. We can help you figure it out. I mean, lots of times it's not about work. It's about who they are as a person. You maybe don't understand them, get to know them a little better, and you can understand where they came from and value that, they're trying in spite of some tough circumstances they've been through.
Yeah, I'm thinking back to times where I've had difficulties with coworkers, as we all have. And I think that if we could have a deeper understanding of them, it's not going to be a magic wand, but at least it's going to put us in a better position to give them what they want and the space that they need or want, and kind of welcoming them in, kind of
It's sort of
inviting them in.
a classic example of sort of extroverts and introverts, right? I'm an extrovert, I like to chat, and I'm like, oh, I'll ask a question. Maybe my team, and I have a couple of introverts. I'm like, hello, is anybody home? And they're on the other side, they're just witty, just shut up and leave me alone for a while. Give me some space. So yeah, it's a good exercise of really learning perspective taking, being able to see situations from other people's view, which I think our culture is pretty low and has some deficits there.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. So you've been doing this work now for, gosh, 15 years, probably longer, but officially since the book was written. What is I think you mentioned that you have a train-the-trainer program. So how did you originally think that you were going to distribute this kind of idea, this kind of practice, and how has it actually taken form?
So I grew up professionally in the not-for-profit and social service world where they don't have a lot of money for training. So I wanted to create a resource for small companies and government agencies where they don't have a lot. So I created an implementation kit with videos, instructional videos, and slide decks and handouts and facilitator's guide. And pretty soon, I didn't think about this because I wasn't in that world, but people wanted to be certified as a facilitator, sort of like a John Maxwell thing or whatever. And so developed an online, sort of training. It only takes about an hour and a half to go through. And then you can run teams through half-day trainings and help them apply the concepts and the results of the assessment.
Well, that's pretty cool. I'm sure that there's a ton of people who have been interested in that and who are already probably working with businesses in some form or fashion. This gives them another way to have an impact.
Yeah, it's another tool in a tool belt. And really now with remote work and hybrid and, lots of companies and organizations are national, international, it's a way to create connection because we really do focus on the person-to-person aspect rather than the org chart kind of flow of interacting.
You mentioned that less than 50% of employees or people want or prefer the words. They're interested in other things. As you've gone through this, has that changed over the past 15 years? Is it pretty steady?
It's been really fascinating to me as a psychologist. I'm like, well, I would think this would change, but it's been pretty steady. I mean, it started out at 46%. It's now 44% of the population choose words. Quality time is the second most chosen, and it's 26%. But for those under 30, it's gone up to 36%. So it's gone from words and also from acts of service, which used to be 22-23%, now it's 20. And so there's a shift there. And it makes sense if you think about it, especially with the remote work, that people don't feel very connected. And so any kind of time connection, and it's not just having a business meeting, but, you know, it used to be the kind of thing where you'd go to a meeting and you'd chat for a few minutes before or afterwards, or maybe in the break room. Well, you have to be more intentional about it. And that's really sort of the key to quality time remotely, is do you need to reach out? And the challenge is you don't know if they're busy or not. So we teach people, you know, send them an email or a text or whatever and say, hey, I'd like to catch up with you for 10 or 15 minutes, and wouldn't be a good time. And it's about them as a person, not about their workload. So what'd you do this weekend? How are your kids' soccer team doing, and that kind of stuff?
Which makes sense. We're such social creatures. And the famous Harvard Grant study tells us that happiness in life is based on the quality of the relationships that we have. And are you concerned about humanity as we are not going into traditional workplaces, or just sort of that workplace culture is different? And my perception is it's sort of dying.
Yeah. I would say, yes, I am concerned. But you know, what happens is, you know, often there's these phases that we go through where we decline, and then people hit sort of a intolerable pain point and change around. And I think there's some of that already happening with AI, that there's a reaction to, yeah, you can do AI for a lot of things, but it doesn't replace the personal relationship and connection that you want to have with your colleagues and even your clients and vendors. And that, you know, some large companies, I mean, PepsiCo, Caterpillar, NASA, are using our stuff to sort of fill in the gaps around recognition programs, seeing the need to keep their people connected at a personal level.
Yeah. Good news for you, Paul. It's never been more important than today.
So. Yeah. And that's really our goal. I mean, we're used by Mayo Clinics and different stuff, but there's so many. You know, I mean, so what? We've maybe touched, you know, 600,000-700,000 people. There's, you know, at least 30 million workers in the U.S. So we've just sort of barely scratched the surface. So I'd like to continue to help people out.
You got to pick it up a little bit, buddy.
Yeah. That's why I'm doing this, man.
And now it all makes sense. It all makes sense. Well, Paul, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more? How can they engage? How can they bring your work into their workplace?
Yeah, so the book, The Five Languages of Appreciation in the Workplace, it's available on Amazon and other places you buy online. And, you know, you got Audible books and all that. But the main sort of mothership website is appreciationatwork.com. And it's the word at, appreciationatwork.com. Find out about our assessments, different work settings, languages, about our training program, books. We've got other books that follow up and also deal with toxic workplaces, how to avoid those. So that's where they can go.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Paul your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Pick up your copy of The Five Languages of Appreciation in the Workplace on Amazon, wherever you buy your books. And then go to appreciationatwork.com and dig deeper into everything that Paul and I have been talking about, and find out how there's an opportunity to increase the workplace culture and the happiness and overall satisfaction of your team as well. Thanks again, Paul.
Thank you.
Finally, friendly reminder, or rather, until next time, do your part by doing your best.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.